أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما. After the first few ayat of the surah was revealed, Surah Al-Fath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah mentions many, many different ni'mas that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, obviously, was the ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made the decision of the manifest victory, the very open and clear victory, and that is Makkah Mukarramah will come once again in the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now makes this announcement that whatever the conditions be of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insofar as errors are concerned, oversights of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, error of judgment, whatever it may be, whatever had passed, whatever comes forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all that for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ilan and Allah's announcement in this surah, in these ayat, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has completed the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it be internal, whether it be external, whether it be spiritual, whatever the case may be, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had fulfilled and completed each and every ni'mat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the ni'mat of guidance upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the last of these ni'mats, Allah had announced, وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat. And here, the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been described as Nasran Aziza, the very mighty and great help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in certain narrations that when these verses were revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, now understanding the situation that we discussed over the past few days, that they were emotional about the fact that they could not enter Makkah Mukarramah that particular time. They would have to return. The treaty is signed. Apparently everything, the odds seem to be against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims. That feeling in the heart of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum somewhat disappeared. They hear these great ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would make mubarak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that such great ni'mat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has announced regarding you. What about us? So Allah Rabbul Izzat revealed these ayat now. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how Allah acknowledged Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the feelings of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah says it is Allah Rabbul Izzat himself who had revealed and sent down a sakina, tranquility in the hearts of the believers that were there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Those Sahaba 1400 plus minus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down the sakina. Allah sent down the tranquility in their hearts, the sakina and the tranquility that has been described in this ayah. Some of our kabir ulama have stated that it is grace and fadl that Allah put in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that now whatever reservations they had let go of all that. And then Allah says, لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ, so that the iman, Allah will increase the iman upon the iman that they have. And here the increase or the decrease of iman refers to the quality of the iman, the sifat of the iman. In other words, the quality of the iman, the quality of the yaqeen that a person has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased this with regards to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And now with regards to the fact that Sahaba some of them were prepared, some of them wanted to go, they had already taken the pledge under the tree at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to avenge the death of, or rather the rumor of the death that they heard about Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a very magnificent, very beautiful way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this, that you had this keenness, this passion to enter Makkah Mukarramah, even if you had to fight your way to Makkah. Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the junood, the armies of the skies and the earth. If Allah Rabbul Izzat wanted to apply any form of force, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have applied it in different ways. We saw the help and the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come down, for example, at the battle of Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the malaika, and even if Allah sent one angel, it would have been sufficient. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pacifies sahaba, that if Allah wanted to use force, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have used the angels as force, or whatever other force Allah would have used, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have opened the way to Makkah Mukarramah. But at this particular time, the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was such that Allah did not demand that, Allah Rabbul Izzah did not require that of sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and hence in this manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum at ease. Wa kana Allahu aliman hakima, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. The knowledge of Allah can never be perceived, the hikmah and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be perceived. That at that particular time, something else looked good for sahaba, that they needed to enter Makkah, so they were prepared to go at any expense into Makkah Mukarramah, even if they had to fight their way to Makkah Mukarramah. But the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala was different, the hikmah and the wisdom of Allah was different. Now this treaty was signed, and hundreds and hundreds of people embraced and entered the deen of Islam. لِيُدَخِلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause entry, Allah will admit the believing men and the believing women into Jannat, into the different gardens of Jannah. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, and they will remain in it forever. وَيُكَفِّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate, Allah will forgive their sins and their oversights that they had committed from time to time. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, and that in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great foes, is a great victory. That here your entry into Makkah was of priority for you, but Allah Rabbul Izzat is giving you this guarantee now that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the hereafter will enter you into Jannah, and that is the great victory, the great triumph, the great success that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept, the only success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for you. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum at ease, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed this because sahaba had felt that they, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given so much of glad tidings, and Allah Rabbul Izzat here gives the glad tidings to the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.